This is the news from Slam City. Gemini Jackson and the Loud Table interpretate odd news from across the universe. Bring a change of clothes.
This is the news. At the top of the hour, yet.
Dude allegedly spent $8,000 of honeymoon money on a gaming PC, and we had questions.
This is silly. This is stupid. So this was a Reddit story.
Yeah.
So, like, legit news is just reporting on bullshit that people post on Reddit.
Yes.
Like, why?
Because bullshit. I was on Reddit.
Okay. So here you go.
That's us reporting?
Is that what the story... Is this just from Reddit? A story from Reddit?
Or no,
is
actually, no.
Did you got it on a news website, right?
Yeah, I actually got it on
see? News. And it's like they're just digging into Reddit. Because I read the story on Reddit.
Okay. Yeah, I went to Reddit after this.
No, I saw that it's a story. Like that you read the headline. I was like, "What? This is a Reddit post?" Because I saw it on Reddit, and apparently it's just a news story about a Reddit post about a guy who spent $8,000 on a gaming PC.
Yes,
I did like some of the commentary. I did like some of that commentary.
Yeah,
it's
funny. Yeah, most of the comments just said, "Hey, how did you spend $8,000 on a gaming PC?"
We don't have multiple questions. Well, I have two questions.
They had one question.
First off, it's like, how'd you do it? And then second question is, if you had that $8,000 to drop, how would you do it?
It's fucking impossible to spend $8,000 on a gaming PC unless it's all periphery. Like, you have 20 monitors.
Right. And a Sonos sound system.
Sex dolls.
He bought a sex doll. See? That makes the most sense. Like, sex dolls, $5,000. Gaming PC, $3,000. That makes sense.
That's what it is. We solved it. Next story.
Plus, what? I mean, like, that post is probably fake. All that shit on Reddit's fake.
Bullshit!
Everybody lies on Reddit. It's probably just some dude who said that he had a girlfriend.
He just got a pocket pussy.
But all he had was a pocket portal. Right.
On his desk.
California music teacher convicted of giving girls semen-tainted flutes.
Bunk, bitch!
He's going to prison. Who wants the first crack at this? Who wants to say something smart and intellectual about this? Who wants some seasoned veteran news commentary?
The burrito had some comments about the
NPR voice of reason. They call you that. They call you the NPR voice of reason.
He gave him fucking skin flutes.
Oh, Jesus. I mean, that's why people come to this is why people come to Slam City. Right? They can get news. They can get news fucking anywhere, okay? They can get news anywhere. Where are they gonna get skin flutes? Slam City Radio. Alright, so do you have a comment on this one, Foxtrot?
Yeah, he's a sick fuck, and I mean, in a way it's kind of funny, but it's been fucked up too. You know?
I don't understand the info.
That's kind of funny. Tainted?
He put semen on there. He cummed on the flutes and then gave it to him.
Then, but he like wiped it off.
See, I don't know. Was he like using the flute like a pocket pussy?
No, picture this. He just does it in a cup, takes the flute, he dips it in there, hangs it to dry, and then gives it to.
Oh, so these are glazed flutes.
It's like a protective coating. That's
probably what he's saying. Yeah, it's protecting.
He's like, this is so the flute doesn't get scratched.
Guys, here's the thing. What's the fucking end game here? What's the point?
He is an end game already. That's probably what's going
on. What's the point of coming on something?
You're an asshole.
And then giving it to someone.
He didn't have a CR, so you just used the fucking.
Yeah, but why would you use a flute? You can't. You can't effectively. Number one, you can't effectively. Jesus
Christ!
You
say he didn't have a CR,
Comrade.
Thank you,
Comrade. That's on. It's slamcityradio.com/CR.
Because I've heard that abbreviation as comfort room. I was like, he didn't have a comfort room. I guess that makes sense.
Come
that makes
man.
Sense too, but you know what it really means now.
It really means. That's what it's always meant.
I don't know, man.
Everyone else has been lying
Not
to you.
Not in my head. Yeah, what? Everyone has been lying
Who
to
the
me.
Fuck even says comfort room in
I've
normal
never even
last
heard
time?
That.
See? Nobody's ever heard of that. We got consensus here.
Sexy ass down.
Brito knows it as cum rag.
I don't know.
No, call it.
Okay, next story.
Brito, what did CR mean to you when you heard him say that?
Cock ring.
Oh, I figured what it meant. Yeah.
What did that mean to you? Like what they said?
No, what did it mean to you as a person?
Deep inside.
Deep inside of you. What did it really mean? How did it affect you?
Turn the headphones up. I want to hear this.
Yeah. Turn it up. Turn up the mics. How did it affect you?
I mean,
punk, bitch.
Kind of made me.
All right, next story.
Made me want to go out and buy a flute.
Oh man! You need to sit your little sexy ass.
Wait, what are we talking about? Are you talking about when you read the story, or are you talking about cum rags?
No, just the abbreviation CR is what I was talking about.
Yeah.
Foxtrot said CR. What did CR
mean to you as a person?
Interpret in your head. Yeah, and I said comfort room, which is like a restroom.
Nope, making that
bathroom.
Up.
Nope. Look at that.
No.
Nobody says it. It doesn't matter if it's in a dictionary. If nobody says it, doesn't mean anything.
You need to sit your little sexy ass down.
Is that a true or false?
It's being used a lot. A lot of sexy asses.
Everybody's sexy ass need to sit the fuck down.
Except this guy who bit a seagull after it tried to steal his McDonald's. That's it.
That's
a fair seagull.
Here's the story. Don't mess with other people's food.
Mine?
They're right, but look, hold on. They're writing.
Mine?
That fucking. Oh my god. The fucking tagline says don't mess with other people's food. But who messed with his food? It was a seagull, right? So they wrote this story for a seagull.
What is this, amateur?
That means this story.
Oh wait, what the fuck is going on here? Hold on.
Let me drop it. This story is for the birds. All right, you can
got
go
arrested,
ahead.
Though, for biting seagull.
Yeah, because they're protected.
Arrested? Yeah.
They're like an endangered species.
No, seagulls are assholes, though.
Yeah, they're assholes, but they're endangered assholes.
Oh man, he really bit it though. He got injured.
But did he bite its head off? Wouldn't that be like the first thing
he
did?
He's gonna get 6 months in prison and fined about $6,300.
Wait, $600 for biting a goddamn seagull?
And then he threw it on the fucking floor, man.
Yeah, he spiked it
right there, and they fucking got him.
He spiked it.
He was under the influence of drugs.
Oh, he spiked that seagull, Gemini Jackson?
He spiked it. He caught it out of the air, bit it, and spiked that bitch. He did a dance. He did the suck it.
Of course, yeah, he did.
And he did the suck it, and then the X suck it, you know?
Well, yeah, both.
The remix.
Very aggressive, too.
Exactly. Two pumps.
Aggressive.
Two pumps.
This was at the goal?
This was at the seagull.
Yeah, dude. Seagull Beach.
For the seagull times.
Seagull Beach over there by the glory hole. That's fucking hilarious. They're just
right around the corner.
The flying seagull.
Yes.
Is the flying
Washington
seagull a bar?
Washington Redskins.
Sorry.
Washington Redskins are having issues changing their name, likely due to a man trademarking over 40 potential names.
I feel like that's incorrect. Are they really? Did he really guess the name?
He came up with some pretty good ones.
He's been doing this for like 6 years.
The Washington Foreskins,
apparently. So he's been like,
I know, because
these
squatting
names.
Them. Yeah, but why not? The Redskins had time to change their name. Nobody's saying they didn't, right? Is there really no name they could come up with that isn't on the list? There's only 40 on the list.
Yeah.
There's only 40.
They could just buy the trademark if they wanted, right?
Yeah, but it's probably, millions of dollars.
Worth it to them.
If it's a really good name.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be.
I heard that they're not going to change the name, only change the mascot.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Instead of a Native American, it's a potato.
Oh, a red potato?
Red skin potato.
Mm. People are gonna be up in arms about that too.
They should do that.
They should. This is what we meant, guys. This is what we meant.
It was a team of potatoes this whole time.
It was a potato the whole time. You guys just, you did this.
I did this?
You
potato
did this.
They're just changing the logo. So a rare Super Mario Brothers game sold for a whopping $114,000 American dollars.
That's crazy. Yeah.
USD?
Does anybody know what made it special?
It was just like a mint copy of the original, like, what they put on the shelves game, like with a little plastic tab at the top, and it was graded, so it was like
9.4.
9.4, and it was unopened.
Yep. It's just like the day it came out of the box and was about to go.
If you once you open it, it's like, oh, it smells like 1988.
Never been blown on.
Oh shit.
No,
not
yeah.
Once.
Never been blown.
Never been blown, not once.
Never
not very
BJ.
Many of those these days.
But you know what can give you BJs? Robots.
Robots. Sure. Okay, is that the new game? We have to come up with our own transition.
We're bringing up our own transitions.
All right, but you know what could give you a blowjob?
White Castle becomes the first fast food chain to test out the robot fry cook. Flippy. I don't know. From Miso Robotics.
What don't you know?
Flippy, that's...
Flippy?
Come on, guys.
It's a little flippant. I get it.
It flips burgers.
I mean, it makes sense that they're going to test this out in White Castle, right? Because the patties are, like, fucking, like, yeah. That big.
Yeah.
You know? They can't handle fucking BK
some real
burgers.
Meat. Mm-hmm. Some real hanging meat.
Mm-hmm.
Hanging meat. Hang.
Flame broiled.
Hanging off that flat grill.
Dang, dude. What you eating over there, man? My mouth's watering. Is it a burger? It's a Whopper? Junior?
Baby Whopper.
Baby Whopper.
I invited you over, man. We have extras.
Oh, it's all good, man.
All right. So, he's got that transition. No, he's got to come up with his own.
You
got
to come up with your own. My bad.
Oh, man.
We're transitioning from robots flipping.
You
got to
get it back into the conversation with your topic.
That's the game.
So, you know who also was a robotics master?
Why do you say was?
Well, because this is our notable death of the week. Grant Imahara, he was a host of Mythbusters and the White Rabbit Project. He died at 49 years old from a brain aneurysm. Just
you have two page threes.
Out of nowhere. What?
Oh, shouldn't have been asking on the mic.
Yes.
Oh man.
Oh.
What is this?
Can you rip that one out for me?
Did you not call it?
I didn't call it.
So raise your glasses and RIP
and shake
Grant.
Your asses.
Yeah.
RIP Grant Imahara. He beat out another notable death that I did want to talk about.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Glee singer lady.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Why do you have a conspiracy theory?
I do.
I want to hear
I do.
It,
how did you know I had a conspiracy theory?
I love that shit, man.
But
I love all that fake shit.
This shit is crazy. Okay, so that lady, right? Have you guys heard of Wayfair?
Yes, dude. I heard about that one, too. Yesterday.
You want to tell me about it?
No, you can.
No, I want to hear from you. I
heard about that yesterday, too.
I
want to
hear from you.
Wayfair, they trafficking fucking kids, man.
Shit.
Yeah. They're trafficking kids in fucking goddamn fucking cabinets and shit.
So what was the reasoning here? What are we looking at? What are the clues?
What are the clues? Probably
there's listings with their names and their ages.
And the prices are outrageous for cabinets. It seems like something you would pay for a little child.
Is that what I know? Value?
But.
So in the mix of all that.
I never understood the trafficking game. I mean, it's for like all reasons though, right? Not just like nefarious reasons. Like
they're all nefarious bad reasons.
Like if someone couldn't have children, they could just buy one. Is that nefarious?
I don't think that's the right
nefarious,
way to do it,
man. Why would you just buy a baby? That doesn't seem reasonable.
Oh, you didn't need to go under the table. Like if you really wanted a child and you'd go through those channels,
right?
Versus the Wayfair listings.
If you want a child and you're like responsible enough to, you know, buy a child. You should probably get it responsibly.
If the kid has superpowers, then yeah, you buy it under the table, you know?
If your kid has superpowers?
No, like if they were selling...
I don't think so, man.
Like, if Wayfair had the model number that was $25,000, that kid better have superpowers. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, yeah.
For that price...
Do you believe this? Do you believe this? Do you believe this conspiracy?
I don't know, man. It's convincing, but I...
You
I think...
do?
No, I don't. Ooh. I'm not sure. I haven't looked... I don't deep dive. Okay, I just skim the surfaces.
This is the breakdown of
conspiracies of it. All the time.
They have a picture of a cabinet set, right? That says $900, but then they have the same exact picture set on a different catalog, on a different listing, but it's that cabinet dash Madeline, and it's $10,999.
Yeah, something's going on, man.
Who's gonna buy that?
Is there any user reviews?
Cabinet wouldn't stop squeaking.
You need to sit your little sexy ass down.
Oh, man.
Cabinet shipped, arrived broken.
Oh, you went there. I was going to go there, but I wasn't too sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. Damn.
Bought this TV, arrived DOA.
Dead on.
This is getting heavy.
So how does this spin back around to the Glee girl?
Oh yeah, yeah, there was a model number that was her birthday and her name.
Oh, shut up. Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
No, that one's like
what?
When was it bought? So, how long ago?
So they
it was a listing.
Her? Oh, just
so they kidnapped her?
That was the thing until they I guess found the body and debunked that rumor proper.
Yeah. Shit. That's
what
crazy.
Is this amateur hour?
So there's this Lego set with 2,600 mm-hmm. pieces.
That's not a transition.
Yeah.
That's not a transition at all.
Well, you know what else they don't sell on Wayfair?
There's the transition you were looking for.
They don't sell 2,600 piece replicas of Nintendo's first home console.
This damn listing like pissed me off. It's like this is, it's not Legos.
That's a lot of fucking Legos.
That's a plastic. That's a plastic puzzle.
How many pieces are on the Millennium Falcon?
I don't know.
8,000.
You think
that's
so?
Eight.
That's a lot.
1,000 pieces.
Are you just pulling that number out?
Imagine missing one.
I mean, living.
Hopefully it's on the inside.
Yeah. How would you?
Hopefully it's on building it out and you don't see it.
How would you even know? Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully it's not a showpiece.
Oof. Rough.
Would you consider one piece to be like the Lego head?
Yes.
Like the dog could have taken that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a showpiece.
You know what else is a showpiece?
Oh, you were close.
What? Oh, he looked it up.
500 pieces.
See?
I looked it up.
See?
He didn't pull that out! Pieces. He never claimed that!
You gotta share the screen. It's great for radio.
I do it on the phone.
Yeah, but you know, you can show us the facts.
Yeah, do it that way. Show it to us.
He wants to read through your messages.
There's two different ones there.
Which one's the best one?
Great for radio.
This is so good for radio.
Yeah. Which one has the most?
Which is the best one? The higher number.
It's the 7,500 or 7,541.
41 more pieces. 41 I guess there was enhancements. 40 replacement Chewbaccas.
Oh shit!
Just in case you lost them.
Speaking of Chewbacca, man, his farts are so bad.
What does that have to do with the last story? Like, when? We're on the topic of Legos, then you can bring it in.
What?
No, no, it's fine.
He did mention Chewbacca. My bad. My bad. Man. I get it.
And it's your headline.
You need to sit in those sexy ass.
Man, I'm back to back.
Yeah, you are back to back. Who wrote that?
I don't know. Burger King's latest sustainability effort, reducing cow farts. Did you guys watch that commercial and know what's going on?
I didn't see the commercial.
They're going to feed their cows differently so they fart less, which is going to reduce the methane levels.
Is there a conspiracy to what they might feed them? Gemini Jackson?
100 grams of lemongrass.
Oh. I was going to smell.
That's all it's doing is making it... Citrus farts.
Yeah.
It's going to smell like tom yum.
Oh, shit. I love tom yum, man.
How would you describe the tom yum to someone that's never heard of it?
Is that car air freshener?
What the fuck? No, cat food.
No, that's my Sheldon.
That's my shout out. Oh, no, Tom Yum is Thai soup.
Oh.
It's Thai sour soup. That's what it is.
Oh, okay. But yeah. Like lemongrass, right?
Have you never had Tom Yum?
I don't think
how
so.
How would you describe it to someone that's never heard of it?
How far is your Thai food experience?
This is how we're describing it right now. This is live.
this is a fresh birth right here.
Not much.
Dude, you're missing out, man. Yeah. You gotta go out there and fucking try this shit.
Yeah.
It's the best Asian food, hands down.
Uh-oh. We got hands fights down. Going on. We got fights.
Hands down.
Describe it to him.
It's like a coconut curry, right?
No.
What? That's Tom Kha. Tom Kha is the one that's...
Correct, dude. You're dumb. That's Tom Kha.
You need to sit your little sexy ass down.
Yeah. I love Thai food, man. All right.
Is it anything like the Filipino white soup?
It's... No, it's
what
different.
Is it called ginisang? Or no?
Sinigang. You had all the right syllables, just in different orders.
I just had them in the wrong order.
Ginseng.
He invented his own dish.
I want some ginseng. Hey, yeah, you gotta get me that recipe for that ginseng.
What's in it?
Guinness. Just saying.
Is that a soup? It's Guinness?
It's just Guinness. Yeah.
Guinness.
How would you describe Tom Kha?
Tom Yum. We're still on Tom Yum.
How would you describe Tom Yum to someone that's never... heard of Tom Yum
is a sour soup with chicken, or you can use shrimp. It's got a really fresh flavor, and it could be spicy or not.
And there's lemongrass in it.
Ginger, lots of stuff.
So it's kind of like a refreshing soup.
It's very refreshing, yeah.
It is very refreshing. Very refreshing. Do you know what the stock is?
Chicken stock? If you're going to make a chicken
No, one? It's like seafood.
It's shrimp.
Shrimp, yeah.
Like the shells.
Yeah.
I'm kind of okay with that.
You know what else?
And you put vegetables and stuff in it.
Stocks.
Wait, you never had Tom Kha or Tom Yum either?
You've never had Tom Yum?
I'm pretty sure I have, the way you describe it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you have.
It's a very light. It's very light.
Yeah. Whenever COVID's done, I'll get Thai food at some point in time.
The day that COVID dies, we're all going to go get some. We're all going to get together and get some Tom Yum. You know what else we're going to get? Some Bitcoin.
What? How's Bitcoin doing, actually? I haven't been checking it.
Pretty good now that Apple, Elon Musk, Kanye West, and other accounts were hacked. And a Bitcoin QR code was displayed.
Oh, you're not kidding. It is up again. Holy shit.
What is that?
$9K.
$9 million.
Is that a radio? Or no, is that a helicopter?
Yeah, give us a report from the helicopter.
No, you're the reporter, sir.
No, you're reporting on Bitcoin. You're reporting on Bitcoin.
I'm the pilot.
Shit. I want out.
Get the fuck out of this. Yeah, 9K.
Yeah, so apparently Twitter got hella hacked, and a bunch of celebrities' accounts had some variation of a Bitcoin QR code to a wallet. And everybody was sending money to this wallet. So the Bill Gates one said something like, "You guys have been asking me to donate. Now's your chance. I'll be matching funds for every Bitcoin, or I'll be matching funds for all the donations sent to this Bitcoin wallet."
Fuck.
And people were sending money, man.
What?
Yeah. I think they got like $250,000 in Bitcoin, which actually isn't really that much when you consider the reach of fucking Twitter.
Yeah.
Like, if you had the ability to hack Twitter like that,
yeah,
like you could have done way more damage. Why wouldn't you just say, "Hey, let's hack at POTUS"?
Maybe they just not greedy like that.
And then
they just to show they
hold the entire world hostage. You know what I mean? Like just on Donald Trump's on his Twitter, just say, "Hey, China, I'm coming for that ass."
Monkey's out of the bottle, man.
What do you think would happen? That's crazy, right? What would happen?
I don't know. I guess I would probably dress up as something,
You put on a costume?
What kind of
costume? Yeah, I would probably put on a costume, a pretty elaborate costume, so no one could tell. And I would probably just score some alcohol and play with myself and buy Bitcoin.
Because that's what the kids are doing these days.
In a pandemic, that's what they're doing because they're fucking desperate. to get drunk with their buddies.
Well, it's also because they can wear a mask and no one's going to question it, right? So it's easier to be in disguise.
Oh my god, what the fuck? All right, hold on. Science time.
Oh shit.
I just got brought something from my assistant.
What the fuck? It's like a potato. Dude, it's been growing.
Oh.
It's a Washington Redskin potato. That's crazy, man. They got pubes and shit. Look at that. That's the rat tail you've been trying to grow. You should plant it.
Crazy.
You should plant it.
Damn. Well, that's dinner.
You're gonna eat it. Yeah, just shave the eyes, man. It's fine.
Yeah, you just shave it, man. It's fine.
It's fine.
Yeah, but you could have planted it.
I wonder if people just eat the eye, eat the roots.
Totally can, for sure.
You should plant half of it.
Eat the other half. Great for radio. Let's see. Oh shit! You know who might like potatoes? Maybe if they're cooked.
Who?
I don't know.
Could be a bear.
Maybe bears.
Yeah, well,
maybe
yeah.
Bears. Maybe they
maybe
would.
Maybe bears.
What the fuck? Know, there's no like story attached. It's just
a video, man.
He has to make the story.
There was a funny video going around the internet, and I thought we should talk about it because it is a bear.
Yeah,
a real bear, and he's playing with like
himself.
Nunchucks,
nunchucks.
Super trained.
So he's appropriating the panda's culture.
The ninja bear. maybe. I don't know. I mean,
ninja bear. All right, I didn't check the video out, but I need to later.
Does this bear have a name?
You can do you guys need to watch it. Definitely. Yeah, he's like, he's standing on two legs and he's like doing all the shit. Watch
is this the same one that has like the stick and he's doing the bow staff stuff?
No, he's got a pair of what look like nunchucks.
They're like,
and he's just swinging them around
nunchucks.
Like you would imagine a bear with nunchucks would swing them around.
Man,
it looks like he's training, but he's
Kung
in his cage.
Fu Panda.
It is. Yeah. Oh my god, are they
shooting
a
regular bear?
You know how they train that bear? By electrocuting the shit out of him, man.
You think so?
Probably.
Do you think after they electrocute him, maybe they would get some funds transferred? Probably through crypto.
What is this, amateur hour?
What happened, Foxtrot?
Damn, you guys suck. Texas man use of PPP funds for crypto instead of barbecue has feds asking where's the beef. So there's been a lot of news out there lately about people
scamming the government.
Yeah.
Free government money. That guy with the question mark suit. He's out there just taking money from the government.
I don't know, like, what do you think they're thinking is, you know, like, oh man, I'm just taking a little slice. They're not going to notice. You think that's like how they're thinking about it?
I think they think that everybody else is taking it, so they should take it too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's misappropriating these funds.
Everybody's misappropriating. There's no oversight.
Yeah.
What is this, amateur?
Man, he's going to jail, though. That's fucking... He's going to jail.
Is jail pretty dark? Like, do they have the lights on all the time?
And how dark is it?
Butthole.
Whoa.
No.
Like, when the lights are out, is it the darkest of dark?
Yeah, it's almost so dark, it's called Vanta Black.
Vanta Black?
No, it's not.
It's ultra black. That means no light transmission can fucking penetrate at all.
What?
Yeah.
99.956.
I don't think there could be anything that is alive.
A black hole.
Phantom black, is there?
A black hole.
That fish that I just talked about? He's alive. Yeah.
The Vanta Black
fish. I never heard a mention of fish until now.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's a fish.
I thought we were talking about like a new color.
No, that's a fish.
No. This deep fish.
They found a fish that was Vanta Black.
That is darker than black.
That is Vanta Black.
What's it made out of?
Yeah.
It's a fish.
It's made out of fish.
It's made out of its own carbon nanotube system.
Dang.
It's called Himino.
It's covered in pubes.
carbon
carbon pubes, and that's how.
Yeah, I was confused with this story too because it didn't talk about how anyone stuck this in their butt.
Yeah,
yeah, it's not from
that's
China.
That's where it all fell apart for me. Right.
Anytime there's a fish on Slam City,
it gotta go in a butt. Eels too.
They probably need to put a thing too.
But eels don't have to go in the butt. They can go in the vagina too.
If you put a Vanta black or a Vanta fish in your ass, mm-hmm. it just kind of disappears because it absorbs all the light.
It's gonna absorb you.
Yeah.
It's like camouflage.
Right.
No, you're gonna go inside the fish.
Right. Instead of the fish being inside of you, that's the quantum of fish.
Oh, I get it.
That was the news from Gemini Jackson and the Loud Table. Listen to more news at slamcityradio.com. Follow Slam City on Twitter at Slam City Radio.